Hello and welcome to this episode of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast. I'm your host, George Wacker, and we're in downtown Bethlehem because we're heading to a new ice cream slash chocolate shop called Twisted and Dipped on Main Street that just opened right in time for Music Fest. We're going to hear about the collaboration. Two companies from outside of Bethlehem actually joined forces to put this together. Let's go check it out. Brooke!
Hello!
Yes, hey, thank you for welcoming us to Twisted and Dipped on Main Street in the former Chocolate Lab, if you're familiar with that space. They have retired and moved on, and thankfully, we have another delicious place, a collaboration set up for downtown Bethlehem. Can you tell us a little bit about Twisted and Dipped first, before we get into the whole collaboration and some of the delicious things we're gonna eat today? So, what is Twisted and Dipped?
So Twisted and Dipped is a collaboration of two companies coming together to bring you just sweet stuff dipped in chocolates.
So you can't really get more simpler or wonderful than that, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get started in this? So what's interesting is you guys are kind of like the super band of chocolate when we're going to learn about who has collaborated here.
Mm-hmm.
So can you give us your background first and where you got started in your business, I guess, career?
Sure. I am not a chocolatier by trade. However, I was a school counselor for 15 years.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Yep, William Allen High School.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yep. Retired. And yes, retired.
Awesome.
Done. I used to bring in what you guys are going to see as truffles. They're handmade. I used to bring in like a couple flavors back in the day, probably 2016, 2017 when I was there, and people were obsessed with them. So I took that concept and said, hey, why don't we start a business out of it? I did have a business partner at once, but now it was just me who took over Truffle Bar.
Okay.
Truffle Bar started as a pop-up shop in downtown Allentown. And it was a 3-month concept, something City Center downtown Allentown was doing for up and coming businesses, trying our concept. So we got a space on 6th Street and we kind of just said, let's see if it works. Let's see if people like the product. And they did. And then that fast forward to where we are today. I retired from Allen High School and then opened up our first retail location a year ago in May. So that is in Allentown on Tillman Street. And then decided, and we can talk more obviously about how the collaboration came about.
Right, we're going to get back in the kitchen in a minute.
I'm going to make some ice cream. So took that concept and I've always had a vision and kind of like, okay, what can we dip in chocolate? So yes, my hands.
Just like
my
sitting home at night going, what are these incredible things we could put in chocolate, which is what most normal people do.
Yes, let's walk the grocery store. Let's see what can we dip, whether it be like bacon or Twinkies or Rice Krispie Treats or anything you can think of. But then how can we also put a fun spin on it? So what can we add to decorate? What can we add to the flavor? You know, like Nutter Butter sandwiches with our raspberry dip on them, kind of make your peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do with it? So opened the store about a year ago, and it's been super popular. It's been the community has welcomed us with open arms, which is awesome. And then that kind of is how Truffle Bar started.
I did not know that you had that previous career. And that's amazing, because you would think, oh, I retired, I'm moving off into the sunset or something. What, beyond just enjoying doing this, what made you want to continue, or what made you want to start to be an entrepreneur and start a business in the Lehigh Valley?
So I actually do real estate part-time as well. Bring it on. No,
when you sleep,
I think entrepreneurship with myself and my business partners, that's just how we all are. So like starting a business and kind of bringing something and also bringing something that makes people happy and leave with a smile is really cool and important for all of us. So I think that's just, you know, it's like I was done with being a counselor and now it's like, let's try something new.
What's new?
Yeah. As counselors will tell you, we all probably typically will change our occupation like 5 to 7 times in your lifetime.
Well, it's just amazing that you're just like, you know, because I like to think, hey, when I'm done with all this, I'm going to be relaxing. And that's not the case.
No.
In fact, like so many people are excited about this. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about specifically what we're excited about.
Yeah.
So can you run us through kind of, I guess, how this works?
Absolutely. Okay. So you're going
We're walking in the door, right?
We're gonna walk in the door. So first, you're welcomed by obviously this cool, vibrant, modern, clean.
And there's more music in here than that. We turn the music off for the podcast.
Yes, we have music in here. We have music in the back. So our employees are like happy, bumping, like getting the crowd going.
Right.
You walk in, obviously, you see all of our product that we offer. So we have the truffles over there from Truffle Bar, obviously. And then we have dipped products. And all these dipped products, this menu will be ever changing. So like I said, if someone says, hey, have you ever thought about dipping this? We'll dip it.
Okay.
So we have different products here that are going to be dipped, and we're going to expand. But obviously, we just opened within literally 45 days of starting. So we're just kind of rolling out slowly. And then to your right of that showcase is our what we call snackle boxes. My husband actually helped create that name. I guess there's a new fad with like the tackle boxes, which are, you know, if you're fishing and you have all that stuff like that. So
makes
now there's snackle boxes. So kids can come in and they can pick any of these products, including fruit. You get three in a little box. It's like your little charcuterie box. And then you can also get five in your box, and you get two dipping sauces in the large and one in the small. So it's fun for kids. They're just able to dip their own stuff, which is cool. We want kids to have fun. We want to have fun as adults, obviously, and we all love the product, but we want to get everyone involved.
So it's not just, you know, my initial reaction was, oh, it's just like ice cream.
No.
This is way beyond that.
Yeah.
So this is even more. So these are things that are ready to go.
Yep.
Can you bring in your own stuff to dip? Because that's something you can.
We don't have only because of food, probably food code.
Yeah, probably
right?
Not like legal. Okay.
No, but and everything will be expanded on, even
what
as we get to the ice cream.
Like a good idea or something, you might look into it.
Exactly. Okay. And I was thinking about having like a board, like, hey, what do you want to see dipped, right? Like, let's do it.
Bacon's number one on that list.
Exactly.
Always, right?
I'm a bacon fest and all those things. But the goal is to be creative and bring something unique that people just haven't seen or haven't thought about doing. And that's our goal. But yeah, that'll be ever changing. We're also going to bring about, and as you can see, when you get to the ice cream menu, there's going to be vegan options and gluten-free options, which is so, so important nowadays with people's allergies and stuff like that. So we want to offer what our customers want.
And
that's important.
People going when they're thinking of these types of treats as well, to have the reassurance that it's, you know,
and one of the owners, one of the owners, Rick, he is gluten-free. Like,
he
has a gluten allergy and he knows his stuff. So like, he is very, very good about helping people be able to navigate our menu and what we offer and what we can offer or what they could eat.
How has the community reaction been so far? I know that you guys have been, there's a morning call article, WFMG, I think was in here. So
it's been honestly amazing. More than, I mean, we're just overwhelmed with everyone's excitement coming in. You know, previous Mayor Callahan was in actually yesterday.
All right.
And he was like, you guys are the talk of the city.
It's
like,
the truth.
It's amazing. And being on Main Street and being across from Hotel Bethlehem, like, this view is insane. And people from coming out of town, like, they're just coming in and supporting us, which is like truly, truly amazing. The neighbors, all the neighboring stores, they've been amazing to work with. The city, the parking, like, everyone has been amazing and coming to us open arms.
Kids are not little adults. They're built differently. That's why we built the region's first and only Children's Health Network just for them. From sniffles to surgery, LBHN is here for whatever childhood brings your family's way. Home to Lehigh Valley Riley Children's Hospital, the area's first and only children's hospital, and an ER and express care is built just for kids, LBHN provides the special kind of care kids need. Lehigh Valley Riley Children's Hospital, your kids' health deserves a partner too. A quick thank you to this episode's sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernardin with Remax Realty, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course, our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you so much for allowing us to continue to bring these stories to you. All right, so can we take a, we've kind of gone over some of the front of house stuff. Can we take a look at some of the ice cream is made?
Absolutely.
Come follow on you back.
Okay.
So who are we with in the back half here?
We are with Rick. Rick is one of the owners of Batch Micro Creamery.
Yes.
And can you kind of tell us a little bit about your business, how it came to be, and then what you think about the collaboration here at Twisted and Dipped?
So we're the ice cream end of Twisted and Dipped, and pairing up with Brooke with her dip chocolates and her signature recipes just made it one great collaboration.
And can you tell us about being in downtown Bethlehem? What has been attractive about this location?
Love it. I mean, I live in Bethlehem. My wife's a Bethlehem school teacher.
Yay!
So being, yeah, so go BASD. So we love being down here. Main Street has a lot to offer, especially to small businesses, and we're just excited to be here.
And can you tell us a little bit about your ice cream in general? What can people expect? The Twisted, and I've seen all these crazy cones and everything.
Yeah, so our signature dips, we we have our vanilla chocolate twist. We also have a vegan option, two vegan options. We have a fruit base and a vegan vanilla made at cassava root. They can be dipped in any of our signature dips that we have. We're also gonna be rotating some dips throughout the season. Kind of give it a cool, picturesque, but delicious product.
And I know we're recording this. People might be listening to this after Music Fest, but you guys just opened. Are you ready for the push?
We're
can
excited.
You ever be ready?
No. We're excited. We're excited for it. Are we prepared for it? Yes. Are we? It's going to be a learning process.
Right. It's like that stress test in like Bar Rescue when they come in. They're like, the stress test is you have 10 days of it. So
we actually have a great group of kids. Yes. Our staff here has been really great. They picked it up like that. So we're ready. We're ready.
There you are.
OMG.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Here's some pictures.
You both have successful businesses in the Lehigh Valley on your own, which is great in and of itself. Can you talk a little bit about how you met and then how this came to be?
Yeah, good work.
Well, I found, ran into, I mean, always been a fan of like Batch Micro Creamery now, but downtown Allentown Market, they had a new concept, and I believe that's where you guys got your start, or was it before that?
No, that's where we opened our doors. Mm-hmm. We got our start in the downtown Allentown Market, which is great. It started the building the brand that we have and getting the products out there, our ice cream in particular, which then led us to meet with Brooke in 2019. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she was starting out with the truffles and where she had her business, but she wanted to know, I wanted a brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. And we just built a relationship and a friendship, after that.
They were great business guys. And I was like, okay, if I could ask anyone the questions in order to build my brand, like why not ask them? Super friendly, looking to support all small businesses, which is amazing.
Talk a little bit about, like, I know I've worked with some of them might be a little bit less open to collaborations of this sort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What for you made it feel like this makes sense? I mean, clearly.
Well, so the space here used to be a chocolate store. Mm-hmm. And so when the woman was retiring, closing her doors, we were like, you know, okay. So I guess my husband got a call from the owner of the building because my husband does commercial real estate. And she was like, do you have anyone who may be interested in the place? And we're like, he goes, well, my wife actually owns a chocolate company. So he's like, let me give her a call. Let me see. He called me right after. And he said, what do you think? And I said, we just opened a store a year ago. Like, I can't do this by myself, right? This is a huge undertaking in an amazing, amazing city. But how am I going to do it just myself? So I was like, I would collaborate with someone. Who would that be? I don't know. Literally 2 minutes later after he hung up the phone with me, Manny, Rick's other business partner from Batch, actually called my husband, Ryan, just for something random out of the blue. And my husband was like, oh my God, this is a perfect fit. Mm-hmm. The perfect fit.
It was serendipitous.
Yep, and exactly.
And then Manny calls me. And he's like, would you want to do this? I'm like, yeah, let's do that. And he's one that just like, because we're in the ice cream business. This is what we do. I mean, you're never going to see us steer in any other direction but the frozen dessert business. It's who we are. It's what we do. And it just worked out.
Yeah. So then we got together and we're like, well, what can we do? And Twisted and Dipped came about.
So one of those questions, but if you could give some advice to maybe some other, because what you're doing is great, and it's so local. It's there have to be other people who look at it and go, man, I want to get in on that level. Is there anything that you could kind of give to somebody who's kind of up and coming?
Prepare to work hard. And I'm a big believer in just being passionate about what you do. Everything else can come after. You can learn the business side. You can learn the customer service side, but really have a passion for your business and work hard at it, because nobody else will work harder than you and your business than yourself, right? So I believe in that. We're very passionate about at least the ice cream business. It's what we do. It's who we are. And I live by that every day. Yeah, thank you.
I would say, in just combination, as far as business owners, just work hard, but follow your dream. Like, truly, I mean, as a counselor before and then getting into something different, if you're passionate about something, it's gonna come to fruition. It's gonna be great. And find the right people to seek out. There's always those good people out there that will feed you information in order to get you started. And you do need to be open to taking help, because that's how I got where I am. I couldn't have done my opening of my store, my first store, without them, truly. So I totally respect them, and I'm just super excited. And anyone out there looking to be an entrepreneur, go for it. Go for it.
Well, you guys are definitely people who look up to you in that regard. So.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank you guys for joining us. Twisted and Dipped, hopefully you guys are around for a long time. It's delicious, wonderful. Bethlehem is lucky to have you, and we're so thankful for you guys coming in. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
We hope to see more of you, and you're here for a long time. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Kids are not little adults. They're built differently. That's why we built the region's first and only Children's Health Network just for them. From sniffles to surgery, LVHN is here for whatever childhood brings your family's way. Home to Lehigh Valley Riley Children's Hospital, the area's first and only children's hospital, and an ER and express care is built just for kids, LVHN provides the special kind of care kids need. Lehigh Valley Riley Children's Hospital, your kids' health deserves a partner too.